We all need someone to turn to in a crisis, and every one of us would want someone to reach out to us if we found ourselves all alone. People who need our help may be closer than we think and could feel much less isolated if we offer them our kindness. And this is according to the latest research from British Red Cross. Now, last year, the British Red Cross supported 291,600 people in crisis across the UK, giving them someone that they could turn to in their hour of need. Now, the charity is calling on everyone to show their kindness this winter by helping the Red Cross continue supporting those most in need. I'm joined now by Eleanor Heavey, who's a Senior Policy and Advocacy Manager at the British Red Cross, and also by Andy Ross. Hello to you both.
Hello there.
Now, first of all, Eleanor, how serious is the problem of loneliness then in the UK?
Well, our recent research showed us that it's a really widespread issue and that actually 52% of adults in the UK are always, often or sometimes lonely, and that over a third often feel they have no one to turn to about it. And I think even more significantly, half of adults who feel lonely worry that no one would notice if something happened to them. So we found that this was a really prevalent and widespread issue, and also that it really doesn't discriminate and is felt across all age groups and all social backgrounds.
Now, sometimes, you know, some people have a tendency to say, well, you know, snap out of it, being lonely. But we're not talking about just a little bit of loneliness here, are we? We're talking about something that affects probably our health as well.
Well, I think particularly we found that chronic or long-term loneliness can have really devastating effects on a person's physical and mental well-being, and the health impacts can be comparable to smoking or diabetes or obesity. So it's a very serious issue that really is best to be addressed at an early stage. It can also affect us at different times in our life as well. So it's often triggered by a significant change in our life, such as moving to a new area, being recently bereaved, becoming a new parent, or separating from a partner, as well as other more complex reasons such as people experiencing health or mobility issues. So there's many reasons that can trigger loneliness, and it can really affect anyone.
Now, Andy, you've had your own experiences of loneliness, haven't you?
Indeed, I have, my friend. My ingredients of loneliness were around ill health. I went to a doctor, I had cancer, and I got a terminal diagnosis. And I came home, and I was completely disconnected with life, with me. I didn't know who I was. I was absolutely terrified. I don't have family. And I thought, gosh, I'm going to die. I was so frightened, and I thought, I didn't think, oh gosh, I'm going to get in contact with the Red Cross. That's what I'm going to do. That'll solve all my problems. What I did is, in my abject despair, I popped in help into a search engine, and the Red Cross came up. I clicked on it. Within 24 hours, I had somebody come back to me. Within 48 hours, somebody knocked on my door. And the thing about loneliness is, we're very used to answering the question, are you all right? What's the matter? And we'll say, oh, I haven't got any money, or I've just lost my job, or that we've got an answer. When you're lonely and somebody says, you all right? You don't know what to say. Loneliness is about not being able to communicate you, your feelings, never mind to anybody else, even to yourself.
So how did you turn that around then, Andy?
I grabbed hold of hope as best I knew how, which to me meant reaching out. Hope to me looked like the word help. And my problem was, if somebody answered that call, what was I going to say? Well, what help do you need, my friend? I don't know. Well, what do you feel? I don't know. Why have you asked for our help? I don't know. That is the problem that stops people walking up and answering and asking, please help me, because we think, if we ask for help, we have to know why we're asking. Loneliness means you don't know why you need it. Just ask, and then people will recognise, do you know what? I think you might be a bit lonely there, my friend. I think what you need to do is be held in this space. I'm not going to come in and solve any problems. I haven't got any answers or any solutions. I'm not going to come prancing in with positive outcomes. What I am going to do is I'm going to give you space and time to find your feet.
And sometimes, Eleanor, it's very hard to reach out or do anything proactive when you're feeling as low as that. And sometimes just somebody there to bounce things off is useful as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that discussion about being proactive is exactly what it is. I think recognising when we feel lonely as well, and either reaching out sometimes for professional support or for resources in our community, or engaging through volunteering or joining a club and actively connecting with people can really make a big difference. And also just looking out for each other, being kind to ourselves and other people is really, really key.
I don't know, Andy, if you'd agree with me, but this time of year, everybody's concentrating on families and the Christmas thing and stuff like that, or what you particularly do at this time of year. It can actually make you feel even more isolated, can't it?
Of course it can. And I mean, at the end of the day, when you said, you know, it's always good to have something to bounce things off, it's a damn sight easier to bounce off other people than it is to bounce off the walls. And the impact of sharing, the impact of opening your arms and saying, oh my God, I don't know, help, is actually its own resolution right there. It's not about, now I've said help and you're here, what can you do for me? You've already done it.
Have you changed your view on loneliness then since you've experienced this?
I certainly see loneliness as a very, very important part of being a human being. And I also believe all of us will experience it. And I think that when we do, please hold out your hand. Somebody will hold it.
But it's not sympathy, is it? It's empathy you want.
Absolutely. Sympathy doesn't bounce off anything. Empathy does. Empathy works because empathy has got ears. Empathy listens. Empathy hears. And empathy does. And it's very surprising when we're looking for positive outcomes, when we're looking for solutions, when we feel lonely and lost, by having somebody in that space, we find our own solutions.
Eleanor, tell us just a bit about the Loneliness Action Group then.
So the Loneliness Action Group is a group of over 40 voluntary and community sector and also private sector and public sector leaders who've all come together to really tackle loneliness as an issue, and also working very closely with the government, who've launched a new loneliness strategy in October. So it's really an issue that all of us in society have a role to try and play, as well as in our own lives and our own communities day to day.
And it's quite funny, we live in such a busy society, and yet you can stand there with all these people milling around you and feel as if you're completely on your own.
And I think the main thing is to realise that although we might feel lonely, that actually we're not alone. And over 9 million people in the UK identify as being always or often lonely. So it's really an issue where we're trying to break down the stigma, raise awareness, and show that it's something that, as Andy said, many of us will probably experience at some time in our lives, and encourage people to reach out and to connect.
I was thinking, Andy, the person standing next to you may be feeling exactly the same way.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know really how to sum up the empowerment that the Red Cross has given me, other than to say I once was an ugly duckling and the Red Cross showed me I was a swan.
On that note, Eleanor Heavey, Senior Policy and Advocacy Manager at the British Red Cross, and also Andy Ross, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.